Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. But right now, we're going to talk some sunflowers with John Sandbakken, who's the Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association. And I had a chance to talk to you a little bit earlier today. And I tell you what, for folks that may be not paying attention, if they don't plant sunflowers, you might want to think about it. Commodity prices are pretty good.
Well, you know, we've seen just a really, really nice rally in sunflowers since that March 31st USDA planting intentions report came out. And, you know, it showed, you know, in the survey that North Dakota acres would be down 41%, South Dakota down 25%. And that just really, really kicked the market in gear. And since then, you know, we've gained about $2 to $3 a hundredweight on new crop and on old crop prices. And in fact, just in the past 3 days, we've added a dollar. So, You know, things are just moving along really nice.
So when you look at the intentions report, I don't know if it's you can second guess, but are you comfortable with the numbers that came out?
Well, you know, we sure hope it doesn't turn out that way, because the demand for sunflower products is just been great, and that's why we've seen this rally. You know, obviously the industry doesn't want to lose the acres that we gained in 2020, and we want to add to it if possible. But, you know, when you look at last year at the same time, our new crop prices right now are $6.50 to $7 a hundredweight higher than where we were a year ago. So, I mean, when you factor that in, if you look at right now a high leg cash contract is at $24.60, and you know we are the only crop, sunflower is the only crop that pays a premium for oil content at 2% for each 1% over an oil. So, if you had 45 oil content, that would add 10% to that price. You'd be over $27 a hundredweight right now. And for oil sunflower, that's a fantastic price right now.
Absolutely. The hard part is it seems like almost everything else is also up, corn and soybeans and wheat. So it's hard to find new acres, is it not?
Well, you know, it's one of those years where for producers, it's a great year because you've got a lot of different options to take a look at. And, you know, when you look at where acres are, you know, for us, at, you know, showing a projection of being down, I mean, that's a real positive because obviously, you know, the demand is not going away, and we need to get that supply of seed. So that's why we've seen this nice rise in prices.
Talk about sunflowers in North Dakota in perspective just to the industry. I know it's not like the top crop by any means, but there are sunflowers out there. At least there will be new ones hopefully here in about 8, 10, 12 weeks, whatever it happens to be. But as an industry, how important is North Dakota to the sunflower industry?
Oh, it's very important. You know, when you look at the capacity to process the crop, whether it be confections or oils, the bulk of it is here in North Dakota and Minnesota. And so, North Dakota is a very key area because obviously you want to be as close to the raw product, you know, that you're going to input into your plant as you can be. So North Dakota is very key, and also Minnesota and South Dakota.
Right. John, let's talk about 2021 now, and we've hopefully are going to have a great season coming up, and it's still way early for sunflowers as far as when they're going to get into the ground. But any concern with what's going on with the weather and the events and the dryness, the drought that we've seen so far this year?
Well, you know, sunflower is a very drought-tolerant crop, and that's why it's attractive to many producers. And, you know, obviously with the supply of moisture that we got right now, it's a concern for all crops. But since we're going to be planted a little bit later, you know, we do still have a good 6 to 7 weeks here where we can get some moisture. You know, and once that sunflower gets up and going, it taps down. We've got a long tap root. It can get down to that moisture that a lot of the shallow-rooted crops can't hit. So, you know, for us in a drought situation, we do very well. In fact, in the last time we had a major drought in 2017, we had the third highest yield on record. Wow. And so it just shows you that you get rain at the right time and just that access to that subsoil moisture, sunflowers can do very well.
John, thank you so much for pinch hitting today. We appreciate the information. We'll talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you, Eric.
Again, that was John Sandbakken of the National Sunflower Association. This is Inside Agriculture.